All right.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back
to the Flick Chicks podcast.
I'm Jane.
And I'm Allison.
And how are you, Allison?
I'm good. Good. I'm fired up.
Me too. About a lot of things, but I'm also fired up for this movie.
Me too.
So you guys probably know that the Golden Globes happened over the weekend.
Indeed, they did.
So we're not going to go through the whole thing, but I will say that the movie we're covering today took home the Best Actress in a Comedy Award.
Yes. Interesting.
Interesting that it's a comedy.
Interesting that this is a comedy.
Yes. I mean, I see it. I see it.
But I see also, it, but I don't know if I see it enough.
Exactly. I'm like, there are definitely some laugh out loud points that I was like.
There were real comedies that came out this year.
Yes. Palm Springs.
Palm Springs. Borat.
Borat.
Came out this year. That's a comedy for sure.
I think Borat won Best Comedy, though.
It probably did.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because Sacha Baron Cohen won Best Comedy and he won Best Lead Actor in a Comedy.
Well, that makes sense because it was great.
Yeah, I need to watch it. I love Borat, so.
It's excellent.
But yeah, this movie stars Rosamund Pike, who you guys probably know from Gone Girl.
Yes.
Peter Dinklage, little cutie. He's so cute.
Yeah, I love him. Know from every movie that
he's so hot too.
Has him in it.
Yeah, you know what he looks like. He's Tyrion.
Yeah.
Isa Gonzalez, a newcomer, I guess. I know her face.
Let's see.
What's she from? She plays the girlfriend. Is she a Mexican TV star?
Yeah, it looks like
Oh, Fast and
she
Furious.
She was in Baby Driver. Yeah.
I know her from Fast and Furious.
She was in Baby Driver.
And Diane Weist, who is the mom in Edward Scissorhands, the Avon calling lady.
Indeed.
Who is so great.
So let's just dive into this plot.
Yeah,
so we can get this to talking.
Is so wild. Yeah. This is a Netflix original. Yeah, it's a Netflix original.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, which I found very interesting.
Me too. This had a high budget.
It did. And this is, like, very cinematic for Netflix, I think.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, so the plot. Marla Grayson...
Rosamund Pike.
...is a Massachusetts con artist who makes a living by convincing the legal system to grant her guardianship over elders she pretends cannot take care of themselves. She places them in assisted living facilities where they are sedated and lose contact with the outside world. She then sells off their homes, assets... pocketing the proceeds. She and the court deny a man, Mr. Feldstrom, access to his mother after he attempts to force his way into the assisted living facility. He later threatens her outside of the courthouse, saying that he hopes she is killed. Already off to a start that makes me so sad.
So sad. It's so upsetting. Like, literally, I got nauseous watching, like, some of the...
Just, elder abuse is so sad.
It's so sad.
And it's one of those things that, like, there's... Not that, like, this is how it, obviously.
This is, like,
this is not,
dramatized.
Yes, this is obviously not how guardianships over elders go.
This is, like, guardianship over elder espionage.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't literally just, like, all this stuff about, like, one court hearing and all of a sudden, it's like, that doesn't happen. But, and, like, most people, a vast majority of elders that are placed in, like, under guardianship by the state would be, like, incredibly advanced dementia.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that people don't steal from them.
And take advantage of them.
And take advantage of them. But they truly often do need assistance.
Yes.
That their family either won't or can't offer.
But Marla is, like, taking these people who are, like, 100% fine.
Fine.
Maybe have some, like, memory loss issues. Like, oh, I forgot where I put this or something.
Like, they're getting old.
They're getting old. But they don't have, like, a dementia diagnosis or anything. And they're completely fine on their own.
Yeah, she basically, like... just completely games the system to make this happen.
Yeah.
Dr. Karen Amos informs Marla that a wealthy retiree they can exploit... Oh, about a wealthy retiree they can exploit Jennifer Peterson.
So Dr. Amos is the doctor who basically helps Marla target certain elderly people, mm-hmm. Who's vulnerable, specifically people without families. Like, that's a big thing because there's no one to fight back.
Or people with families who don't have money to do stuff. Because, like, obviously we know from the Mr. Feldstrom or whatever, that some of them do have families, but it's a lot of times families that can't take care of them or really don't.
They don't have the time.
They don't have the money to fight back is really it. Because, like, obviously, Mr. Feldstrom's mother is fine.
Yeah.
She totally is fine, and he doesn't move her into the house. But it's like she's starting to go, and he doesn't move her in immediately until they take her out.
Yeah.
A judge appoints Marla guardian after she and Dr. Amos falsely testify that Jeffers suffers from dementia and confusion. Marla moves Jennifer into an assisted living, and immediately gets to work selling Jennifer's furniture, car, and home.
Okay, can I just say, though, how much I love Jennifer?
Oh, yeah.
She's amazing. She's such a badass old lady. I love, one of my favorite scenes is when Marla's trying to get into the house and is like, I'm your legal guardian. And then, like, they try to touch her or something. She's like, don't touch me. Don't touch me. And she's like, glares at them. I'm like, oh, man.
I love her.
She's awesome.
She's so good through the whole movie.
Yeah, she's great.
I would love to see more of her, honestly. I also love that she just immediately sells her shit. And that no one finds that suspicious.
Yeah, right.
They just trust her so much.
And also, this woman is like...
No offense, but she just looks evil.
True.
Her haircut, that's not the haircut of a good person.
Very true. and this old woman, she lives alone. She's like very wealthy.
Wealthy.
Like, lives in a mansion wealthy. Yeah, she lives alone, very independent. She's like an ex-businesswoman. Mm-hmm. All that kind of stuff.
So, while rooting through Jennifer's possessions, Marla discovers the key to a safe deposit box, which contains a watch, gold bars, bank notes, and hidden diamonds.
Hidden diamonds! I remember when that happened, I was like, what is she? Yeah. Who is she?
I was thinking, why would you need to hide your diamonds in a safe deposit box? It's a safe deposit box. That's what it's for.
Probably because they're illegal, though. And
yeah.
If, like, a worker went through them. Yeah, and they remember, they didn't she didn't list it on, she listed the book, but not the diamonds.
And they said, we're not going to look through that. Even though that's,
There's a literal hole.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
Literally.
Literally. Which she takes and stashes away. Marla takes them. As Marla's girlfriend and business partner, Fran, helps renovate a house, Fran, super hot.
Yeah.
A man driving a cab arrives and claims that he is there to pick up Jennifer. Fran informs him that Jennifer has moved. He returns to his employer, Roman Luminov.
That's Peter Dinklage.
Greatly distressed, who threatens him with a gun.
Yeah, oh my god, Peter Dinklage, so fucking funny.
Off the rails.
He's off the rails in this movie.
He's the funny part of this
movie. No, he is the funny part of this movie. He's so, like, subtly hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, just his facial expressions, I'm like, this is so funny. I've never seen Peter Dinklage do a role like this.
He's fun. He's just a funny guy.
He is. He's very funny. Like, even Tyrion as a
dramatic
role. He's
good at everything, I guess.
I think he's just talented.
Yeah.
I think he's just talented.
He's not bad at anything I've ever even...
Oh my god, have you seen The Station Agent? Mm-hmm. Him and Patricia Clarkson? So good. It's awesome. He's a great actor.
So, Roman, a crime lord, is Jennifer's son. He orders his underling, Alexei, to investigate his mother's living situation and Marla. Mafia lawyer Dean Erickson.
Oh my god, this
who's
is
that
the,
guy.
Who's that guy?
He's that guy.
He's from Julie and Julia. He's from fucking Sharp Objects.
He's from all those things.
He's from everything.
He's like the guy that I always think is Mark Ruffalo,
but
isn't
Mark Ruffalo. He's too young to be Mark Ruffalo.
He's like, he's getting handsome.
He's very handsome.
The more the age.
Also, like the scruff that he
it's
has in this. I'm like,
him.
Wow.
It's working.
Also, he plays
him.
A great like shark lawyer.
Oh yeah. He's very good. I'd like to explore him more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What else has he done?
I hope he gets, like, a lead role in something. He's always, like, a supporting role
becoming the Mark Ruffalo.
He is becoming the new Mark Ruffalo.
Like, he'll probably be in a superhero movie in 10 years.
That's true.
And then we'll have lost him.
Yeah.
So we better enjoy the indie movies now.
Exactly. Or he could be like Jake Gyllenhaal. And then just do one big blockbuster movie every couple years, but then
that's
just
true.
Fill in the rest with indie movies that he likes to do.
That's true, but I don't know. He doesn't scream that to me.
Yeah, same.
He screams, I'm trying to get whatever I can get.
Honestly, though, respect.
Respect. I mean, look, there's nothing wrong with taking a superhero movie. That's your bank account. That's mine for the rest of your life.
That's money.
But also, I don't like superhero movies all that much, and I would rather see you in stuff like this. He's a cutie, and as he ages, he's getting better looking.
He is.
So, poor Dean Erickson, he's so competent, just nothing's working out for him.
Yeah.
So, mafia lawyer Dean Erickson offers to pay Marla $150,000 cash to release Jennifer, but she refuses.
Oh my god, Marla's so fucking dumb!
This is probably one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie. When he's like, I didn't want to do this, and she offers him the money, and then at the end, he offers her $300,000 cash, and she's still like, no. I want $5 million. And then he packs it up, and he goes, you're going to remember this conversation, and you're going to wish it had played out differently. And he's like, you got a nice little business here. You got employees. You got a pretty face.
You got a life.
You got no broken bones. yeah, you go to life. And he goes, and when this is all over, you're not going to have any of it.
Oh my God, that's so good. Such a good line.
And then he leaves. And I was like, whoa. Goosebumps. So he threatens Marla. That's the threatening we were just talking about. Yeah. And takes her to court. The judge dismisses the case as he cannot prove that Jennifer hired him. Which, by the way, seems like a pretty ace in the hole for Marla.
Yeah, also because he is technically Peter Dinklage's lawyer, but Peter Dinklage, he has to be anonymous and no one can know he really exists because he's like a mafia.
And nobody knows that Jennifer is a son.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Everyone thinks that she is like never been married, no kids, but he is her son.
Nobody knows that she has a kid, so they can't out themselves, obviously. Yeah. Fran discovers Jennifer Peterson is an identity stolen from a girl who died of polio.
Oh, she stole the identity!
When Jennifer refuses to tell Marla her real identity...
Oh my God, any scene with them...
This is just such a good scene, too.
It's such a great scene.
And she's so drugged up.
And she's just like, oh, you are done. You are so done.
It's so funny. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, you're
like,
she is done.
So, Marla teams up with property manager Sam Rice, having many of Jennifer's basic needs withdrawn. Oh yeah, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
She, like, basically tortures her.
Yeah, she, like, just takes away all of, like, her food, her medicine, brings down her arthritis and pain medication. Mm-hmm. Horrible stuff.
Yeah. Roman, finding his mother's safety deposit box rifled, sends three thugs to Jennifer's facility to take her. The violent effort fails, and Marla helps police apprehend one of the men, Alexi.
Alexi's the driver.
Yes, from before. Fran's police contact informs them that Alexi is the sibling of two other mafia bosses who supposedly died in a fire. Having failed to rescue his mother, Roman has Dr. Amos killed at her office.
Mm.
After hearing the news, Marla and Fran move into one of the unsold properties of Marla's previous victims.
Okay, that scene where she's at the gym and she sees on the news that Dr. Amos died, I was like, oh shit, dude!
Also, okay, this is a move that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. If I was the mafia and this woman wasn't at her home, mm-hmm. I would think, what other properties does she have? Oh, maybe it's one of the 10 houses that she owns right now that she knows no one's in. And they're like, that's a good move. No one will think to check there. And I'm like, that's like the first place I'd check. It's like the first place I'd check.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know her scheme, which you do, wouldn't you be like I don't know, she probably has a lot of assets which she could hide out at. Oh, maybe one of the 10 unsold empty houses of victims who are in the assisted living facility and will never be checking in on them. hello? But whatever, it doesn't really matter because they never really get that far. So, anyway, that doctor's dead. And at the facility, Jennifer attacks Marla and is moved to a psychiatric ward.
Yeah, she like...
She tries to strangle her.
I was like, what's she doing? Oh my God, she's strangling her.
Yeah. Marla is kidnapped while Fran is attacked in their home. Marla is brought before Roman Luminov, where she asks for $10 million for Jennifer's release. She's so bold.
She's so bold.
He goes, you're so brave. And stupid.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, she is so brave and stupid.
I was like, what? So Roman is impressed by her audacity, but refuses her request. Mm-hmm. His associates knock her out with chloroform and then send her car into a lake.
Yeah.
She escapes and returns home to find Fran unconscious and badly bruised as gas fills the house. I want to say, this, to me, is one of maybe the worst scenes in the movie.
Yeah.
When she's in the car and she's fighting, I was like, this is so unrealistic. She's been down here
for so long.
And then when she comes up, it's like nothing.
Yeah.
She's like, it's like she might as well have just taken a deep swim.
Yeah. I'm like, what? You should have drowned.
Yes, she's down there for so long. I was like, look, you couldn't have made some of the things go a little faster. Like her seatbelt could have come off maybe a little easier.
Make it more believable.
Something. Like, it... There's no fucking way she would have survived that. Like, what? And then she swam for so... There was just... Everything took, like, just a little longer than it should have.
Yeah.
And it led up to just being very unrealistic.
Yes. I would agree. I also thought that. I was like, why is she... She shouldn't be alive.
She's dead. And not only is she not dead, she's fine. She's completely fine. She, like, throws up a little water and is like, I'm good, I guess. So... She also then goes to this gas station, which is great. It's a good scene.
Oh, it's a great scene.
And she goes, I'm like, I was thinking, how does she have money? Where is the money?
I don't know.
Her car's in a lake.
Yeah. Maybe she keeps a bra. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't see that. Where is she paying for this?
I have no idea.
It's like, nobody knows who this fucking lady is. So anyway, she returns home to find Fran unconscious and badly bruised as gas fills the house. So they basically, like, beat Fran up to the point of unconsciousness and then turned on the gas so that she's gonna... They're trying to make it look like they died of accidents, right? Mm-hmm. Bad call. Everyone knows that if you're gonna make it look like an accident, you have to shoot them and then make it look like an accident. Or slit their throat or something.
Yeah.
You gotta, like, kill them for sure.
Yes, you have. They have to be dead.
Before
also,
the accident.
Don't you think mafiosos would know that?
You'd think.
Don't most mafia people... I guess you have to make it look like an accident. So they can't just, like,
well,
execute.
Look, yeah, you can't... I get you can't shoot them. Because the skulls. That's gonna be a whole thing in the
autopsy. But you could, like, I don't know, take their hand and, like, make them shoot themselves.
Yeah, you could... I mean, there are a lot... Here's what I'd probably... This is what I think. Mm-hmm. You'd probably want to, if you're going to do like an explosion death,
yeah.
You'd want to do something like with the skin.
Yeah.
Like a slit throat or slit wrist or something mm-hmm. like that. Plus the gas, plus the explosion. Even if they could tell the wrists were slit, they might think it's suicide mm-hmm. plus gas. They might, or... If you're really lucky, the skin will all get burned off and they won't be able to tell either way.
Mm, yeah.
And even with a watery grave, that still applies.
Yeah. And watery graves are the best way to remove evidence.
It's true because it washed everything away.
Yeah.
And, I mean, she's in a car. I mean, people might realize because, like, the little thing is ramped off, so they might find her fast enough that her skin would still be, like, intact. And your skin does stay intact in a watery grave for a long time. Mm-hmm. But... I mean, look, fish eat.
Yeah.
And they eat bodies. And it's that's why after a few months, it's basically impossible mm-hmm. to, like, identify bodies except from, like, dental records and stuff. So, I don't know. That's what I would have done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd think the Russian mafia would know
that. Know that, but I guess not.
I guess that's why this is a comedy. So.
Some suspension of disbelief.
So, anyway, they narrowly escape an explosion and flee to another unsold property where Marla shows Fran diamonds she has hidden there. She offers Fran a choice. They can use the diamonds to leave right away and start a new life elsewhere, or they can get revenge. And Fran, like the dumb bitch that she is...
...chooses revenge. Why?
I don't know.
Get out of there!
I don't know. It didn't make any sense.
So stupid.
I was like, they're gonna come looking for us. And I'm like, no, they're not. They think you're dead.
They literally killed you. Like, they think they killed you.
They think you're dead. Why do you need to do that? Take the diamonds and run, bitch.
Stupid. Stupid!
We'll always be looking over our shoulder. No, you won't. That doesn't make any sense. Okay. They track down Roman through his license plate number and kidnap him. Another mistake. The license plate number is registered to your real driver?
Who does that?
Petty car thieves know not to do that.
Yeah. You have two license plates. All you need to do is just take it off and then put another one back on.
These people were able to forge 40 years worth of tax documents.
But they couldn't change the license plate. Couldn't do it.
They're so smart. Okay. Also... They must not be that smart, because how the fuck did Fran figure this out? I don't know Fran's fucking job is. It just seems to generally be to do everything that Marla doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
But, what? How did she, she's like, I found a newspaper article about a girl named Jennifer Peterson who died, and I'm like, okay, multiple people can be named Jennifer Peterson.
That's not an uncommon name.
And this is a big world. And, okay, if you're saying, oh, the only birth record in this whatever the hell, I'm like, she moved from Chicago. I gotta believe there's more than one Jennifer Peterson in 1949 born.
Yeah.
In Chicago.
Yeah.
She's like, no, this was the only person in all of Chicago named Jennifer Peterson born in the year 1949.
I don't believe you.
And she died of polio. It couldn't be that some information we have is wrong. That's not it. It's definitely that it's a fake identity. And I guess she's right. Fran is the smartest person that's ever existed. Fran to me is such a weird character.
Yeah, strange. She's
like, there's just random bits of information thrown in about her that you're like, I don't care.
Frankie.
Yeah, exactly. Why? I don't give a shit about if, ooh, Frankie, I like it. Don't call me that. I don't like being called that anymore. And it's like, what? What is happening? Why do I care about that information? I don't know who this woman is. She's in charge of the contractors for the house. She's also the police contact. She also looks up license plates. She also, like, does library research on tax documents. Like, what?
Who are you?
What was your major, Fran? What'd you go to college for? How did you guys end up here?
Yeah.
You're dating? But you work for her?
You seem like her goon.
But you're dating.
But you're dating.
They have sex. Okay?
But she seems like a goon.
We've seen it.
Yes.
I was just like, this is so weird.
It's very strange.
Here you go, Frankie. Don't call me Frankie.
I don't care.
You used to like being called Frankie. Yeah, well, not now.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Frank.
Frank.
So, they choose to get revenge. They then find Roman and kidnap him.
Yeah.
They drug him, steal his car, take him into the wilderness, lead him nude on a trail.
Yeah, they like, this is such a weird scene where they like undress him.
His car. I thought they were killing him. And then he was alive.
Yeah.
And I was like, why?
Very strange.
So Roman is discovered by a jogger. Unable, it seems like what they do, they drugged him with like heroin or something. Like they shot him up with a shit ton of heroin.
Yeah. Where do you get all that heroin that late?
You know, it seems to me like Marla has access to a lot of things. How did Marla meet a doctor who's in her 30s, who's willing to just blatantly lie about old people? Everyone in this is so, like, non-ambiguously evil.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's no, like, people being like, we're doing the right thing, right? It's like, no.
No, we're just using people.
No. Give me money.
Money, please.
And she's like, okay. It's like not just her leading the ring, tricking people, like convincing them. It's like literally people being like, And then everyone who's not just outright evil is stupid.
Whenever they have like.
The judge is just dumb.
So stupid. So dumb. And Dean is like, fuck. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, Dean's the only normal one.
Yes. Dean's like, I am a lawyer. I am here to do lawyer things.
He's like, he doesn't know the law. He drives a Subaru.
That was such a funny joke. He drives a Subaru.
Stop talking! I mean, I like this movie, but there's a lot of logic in it.
Oh, yeah. It definitely. Like, it's funny. It's funny. And the acting is excellent.
Oh, yeah. And it's pretty. And I love the sound design.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that does not make sense. So, anyway.
And then this weird twist.
Unable to establish his identity, the judge designates him a John Doe, which I find interesting that Jennifer gets this big fake identity and not him.
Not him.
I'm like, he's the head of the mafia.
Shouldn't he get the
fake? Shouldn't he get a fake identity? Just for mommy.
Just for mommy.
Just for mommy. She doesn't want to be involved. And I love her. Me and my donuts.
Me and my donuts.
So, anyway, Marla gets appointed as his legal guardian. Because I guess Marla is just allowed to be the legal guardian for anyone.
Well, the judge loves her.
Yeah, this judge is an idiot.
An idiot.
I'm like, hey, judge, wake up. And every time someone's like, she stole all my parents' money. And she's just, the care facility isn't that much. Like, you can go look at it. The judge is like, are you saying that I'm a bad judge?
Are you saying that I made a bad verdict?
And they're like, judge, please, can you just look at this paperwork? And he's like, no. And then Marla's like, excuse me, judge,
could I say something, judge?
And then he's like, yes, Marla, my dear, please say something. And then she gets up and makes some speech about how they're bad and she's good. And he's like,
about how it's so hard for her.
it's my job is caring. And he's like, so true. Marla. So true. And then he's like, I don't want to see your fucking papers.
So stupid.
Verdict to Marta. And you're like, what? What? You're like, but I have like records that she didn't even wait like 1 week. And she's like denying counsel to my mother. And it's like, I don't care about that.
I don't care.
What? I like how when he has the signed affidavit from the former worker, and then they're like, well, that worker was fired. And he's like, she was fired.
She was incompetent.
I guess I can't take that at all. And you're like, well, hold on. That's not how affidavits work.
No.
Affidavits are, like, legally, like, you if you fake an affidavit, you can be tried under for perjury.
Yeah.
Because you're basically taking an oath that what you're saying is true. So if
he... We've listened to Serial.
If he presents a fake affidavit, or like if that lady lied, you still have to like listen to it.
Yeah, you can't just dismiss it. You have to figure out whether it's true or not.
I guess not.
I guess not.
I don't know. This judge seems to just kind of do whatever he feels in his heart.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, in American Dad... The episode where Stan is rubbernecking and he goes to court for insurance fraud, and then they sing that song about how rubbernecking's okay.
Yeah.
And then the judge goes, well, that was a lot of fun. After they sing, he sits down and he goes, well, that was a lot of fun. But you definitely did commit insurance fraud. That's how I feel about this judge.
Yes.
Well, that was a lot of fun. This fucking Marla woman's in his court like 10 times a week.
I know.
What, do you even have time to see other cases?
Where does she get all of her time?
I don't know. She's never working. That's for damn sure.
That's for damn sure.
She's just putting little stickers on the picks.
Yeah. I'm like, why?
Oh, what do those stickers mean?
I don't know what those stickers mean. They never explain that.
I think, I kind of got the feeling that, like, red means, like, tapped dry.
Yeah.
And, like, yellow means we're getting there.
Yeah.
And green means, like, it seemed to me like the amount of green dots is, like, symbolic of how much wealth they have or something. Interesting. So anyway, Marla visits Roman and offers to release him and Jennifer from her guardianship for $10
million. $10 million!
Instead, which...
This is so weird!
Instead, Roman offers her a partnership in a global business based on her scam. This makes... Again, no sense. I also am very confused about what this man's job is.
Oh, yeah.
They're drug runners.
Yes.
But he's in, like, an office building?
Yeah. Why?
That's a desk.
That's a desk.
In, like, a penthouse.
Yeah.
Is that where you live? Is that your office? What is the fake scheme that you're running?
We never know.
And then, well, we know it's drugs. And then you go, okay, the drug game is over. What's in is elder abuse.
It's all the rage right now.
All the rage. Marla, you've come up with the goop of elder abuse. That's facts. And I want to be a part of it.
I want in on this.
We could build a global elder abuse empire.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying. And he's like, we can make each other rich.
And... It works?
It works. She accepts.
And using his money and connections quickly becomes a powerful, extremely wealthy CEO.
Yeah, he makes her the CEO.
Roman is reunited with Jennifer while Marla marries Fran. Which is really sweet.
He, like, cries. I was like, oh.
While Marla marries Fran.
This is so wild.
While leaving a TV interview about her success, Marla is shot by Mr. Feldstrom.
They pulled an Uncut Gems!
Who tearfully reports that his mother died alone in the assisted living facility because no one would let him see her.
Oh.
As Fran cries out for help and Mr. Feldstrom is arrested, Marla dies in her arms.
Deservedly.
Oh, yes. I was, like, the whole movie rooting for the mafia. And when the mafia accepted her, I was like, are you joshing me?
Are you joshing me?
And then he came in and shot her and I was like, yes.
Yes.
That's exactly what I wanted to happen.
Yes. So, she is deservedly killed.
What I think would have been better is if he accepted her, if she accepted his proposal, and then he still just murdered her.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would have been better.
That would have been better.
Or Jennifer murdered her.
Ooh. I love Jennifer. Me She's too. Like the best.
She is the best character in this movie.
She's so good. She's like, ooh.
Okay. I don't think we're supposed to like Marla.
No.
I think we're supposed to be happy that she's dead.
Yes.
Which I am.
I am as well.
She's an interesting anti-hero.
She is an interesting anti-hero.
She's not like an anti-hero in like the Devil Wears Prada way, where yeah. it's just like, oh, you love to hate her. She's yeah. not like Yzma.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
she's just like so fabulous that you're like, ooh.
Ooh, I kind of like you.
I kind of like her. I don't like her.
No.
She's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, she's resilient. I'll give her that.
She's brave. She's ballsy, I guess.
Ballsy for sure. To a fault, one might say.
Yes.
To a fault. This bitch does not know when to give up.
She does not know when to say no.
I was like thinking about how I was like, the mafia gave her, they really tried to do it. They gave her so many chances.
So many.
And no?
I want $5 million.
You spent it already?
You spent it already?
I mean, Jesus Christ, this woman is dumb.
Yeah.
And she's, Fran's dumber.
Yeah, Fran is so stupid. I'm just like, what the hell is happening? Fran, I just hate Fran. I hate Fran.
I mean,
I know I hate Marla, but I kind of hate Fran more.
Me too.
Because she's not as smart.
Yeah, at least like, it's like, look, Marla's like an evil genius. So yeah. You gotta give her props for being like at least a genius.
Yeah.
I mean, also, either Marla's just so smart, or the mafia is not nearly as scary as one would think.
I think the thing about her is she's organized.
This is something else I was thinking of, is I was like, you know, maybe I give the mafia too much credit.
Maybe we do.
The mafia is just people.
Yeah.
And it's, I feel like a lot of their power just comes from connections and having wealth.
Yeah.
And when someone else also has that, it really is just a battle of the wits.
Yeah, how can you fight that?
And I think Marla has more wits.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
She is blinded by greed.
Yes! Oh, when that scene when she's like, I want to be fucking rich.
I know.
I was
and
like,
she's like scary.
She's
but,
scary! I'm like...
But I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. Okay, I like this movie. I actually really did like it.
I enjoyed it.
I thought it was fun to watch.
It was fun to watch. I wasn't bored at all.
No.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
It's not the most like... There's some stuff that I'm like, well, I don't know about that
yeah.
one. But hey, I read a lot of reviews for this movie. This movie, while critically, I think, very successful.
Yes.
Not so successful on the old IMDb.
Really? That's
it
interesting.
It only has a 6.
Whoa.
Out of 10. And the average score is a 7.
Interesting.
But every score that's like not a 7 is a 1.
Ah, so... Some people were like, this is all right. And then most people were like, I hate this.
Yeah. Well, we could run the gamut on why people hate this.
Yeah.
This is one of those movies. Okay. This has one of those movies that's like Promising Young Woman where people hate it because it's women being mean.
Yeah.
And I think that's really dumb.
Yeah.
I think it's okay for
There women. Are mean women.
Women are allowed to be mean. And I think it's good to have movies with mean women.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we talk about this in our Promising Young Woman episode, but, like, anti-heroes, you don't have to like the person.
No.
You can still kind of, like, understand their motivation mm-hmm. and find it interesting. I think this movie is supposed to be Wolf of Wall Street starring a woman.
That's what she said was her biggest inspiration for playing this role was Leonardo DiCaprio's Jordan Belfort performance.
I absolutely can see that.
Yeah.
However, the plot itself does not lend itself as well to a Wolf of Wall Street type thing.
I think part of that is that Wolf of Wall Street is a true story.
Yes. And I just think in general, like, Wall Street, I don't understand a lot about it.
No, you should watch The Big Short, though.
Whatever you're telling me, I'll probably be like, that sounds right.
That sounds right to me.
However... This movie, I don't know a lot about elder care either, but I am a person living in the world. And I know enough about elder care to know that this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But I also, this is something else that I find, like, interesting. I think people who commit white-collar crime are worse than... Hi, Sterling. Would you like to come up on a lap? Come here.
Yeah, and, like, white-collar crime happens way more often.
I think white-collar crime is so much worse than, like... I don't know, what do you call it, blue-collar crime? so much worse than, like, other types of crime.
Yeah.
Because other types of crime, at least they're like crime.
Yeah. Also, a lot of them are born out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
And white collar crime never really is it? Because they have enough money.
It's born out of like greed.
Yeah.
And I think it's also, it's just born out of like, even like the Russian mafia. These people don't really need to commit crime.
No.
But like, at least their crime is obvious.
Yeah, they're like, I'm a bad fucking guy.
When he's like, we can do this legally.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. I mean, no. But yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what she's doing is absolutely illegal. But
you can do it under the guise of it being legal.
Yeah. Which is what white collar crime is.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, multi-level marketing schemes do.
Mm-hmm. And I just think it's so fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, taking everything that people have worked for so long and just targeting them. Like, here's the thing. I also think this is something else, too. Like, you being robbed, your chances of being robbed are directly proportionate to the amount of wealth you have.
Mm-hmm.
Or the amount of wealth you look like you have. Because, like,
yeah.
If you're robbed on the street, like,
mm-hmm.
that makes sense. That makes sense why you would rob someone like that. And it makes sense, like, also, your chances of being, like, shot in a drive-by are about equal to someone else's chance of being shot in a drive-by.
Yeah.
Maybe going up a little bit, depending on, like, the area in which you live, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but, like, random attacks are random.
Yeah.
But these kind of attacks aren't random.
No.
They're, like, they specifically target,
they're
like,
calculated.
Yeah, they specifically target, like, elderly people. Basically every single kind of scheme like this targets elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
Because elderly people have a lot of money, and people often don't really look after them because they're adults.
And sometimes they can be easily manipulated.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so sad.
It's so sad. Elder abuse. Elder abuse. Elder abuse.
What the fuck? I don't know this reference.
Broad City.
I was like,
there's a scene where this old guy is like screaming elder abuse after they wouldn't let him have a puff of their weed pen. And he's like screaming elder abuse, and it just echoes throughout New York City because no one hears him.
Aww.
I know it's really sad, but I just, anytime I hear elder abuse, I just think about that old guy screaming elder abuse because he couldn't have any weed.
Aww, the poor elders. I really do feel bad. It's
I mean,
I think there's like an aspect of like everyone is kind of scared to put elders into homes because we all know that they're bad.
Yeah.
And there are like no good ones. And the really actual good ones are only for rich people.
Rich people, yeah.
And it's just like one of those things where it's like, this, while not, well, I think what I like about this is it tackles an anxiety that we all have,
mm-hmm.
but, like, don't know how to deal with because
yeah.
it's, like, a necessary thing, but it's also so bad,
yeah.
and we just don't know how to deal with it, and this is obviously dramatized, and this is not true.
Yeah.
Which is another thing a lot of people complain about. A lot of people out here complaining about how this is not realistic, and I'm like, well, yeah, none of this is fucking
realistic.
I mean,
it's fiction.
But I think it's, like, a really good representation of, like, the anxieties around elder abuse
mm-hmm.
and how we do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Like, everyone, no one wants to put their, like, grandparents or parents into a home. And it's not because we're like, oh, they won't like it. It's because we're like, they're gonna get abused.
Yeah.
It's because it's like, oh, they're gonna, like, be shut in a room all day, and the nurses are gonna steal stuff from them,
yeah.
and the people that own it are gonna, like, embezzle money from them, and, like, they have not a lot of choice once we're in there, and they're gonna just get stuff taken away,
mm-hmm.
and we're not gonna see them as much as we should, and even if we do, and they tell us stuff, we're not gonna do anything about it. That's, like, so true, and I mean,
yeah.
this whole, like, yes. The whole idea of, like, the whole idea of conservatorships and guardianships in general are very rare.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't happen a lot. But even just, like, you as a, even if, like, you have guardianship, even if it's, like, a family member mm-hmm. has guardianship, when you put someone in a home, you are essentially, you're not signing over guardianship in the legal sense.
But you
But you're signing are. Over care.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's really easy to then manipulate the family into being like, oh, they need, it's very like Les Mis.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When Cosette is living with the innkeepers.
Yeah.
And they're like writing her mom and they're like, oh, she's sick. She needs money. And it's like, she's not sick. She's not. You're just taking money.
You're just lying.
Fantine is out here prostituting herself for all this money.
To try to get her back.
And you are just lying. And that's...
Such a Baron Cohen.
And that's what it's like being... It's your Cosette. And you're in the house. And Fantine's trying to help out, but Fantine can't help herself hardly.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
It is sad.
And you know what's sad, too, is that the boomers ruined the economy. And now it's their time.
Yeah, and now they just get to die?
In the homes because their kids can't afford to take care of them.
Which is their fault.
Which is their fault. It all comes back, doesn't it? That's called the circle of life, baby. Aw. I feel bad for them, but on the grand scale, I don't know, it's sad. I'm going to be old one day. I'm not doing anything. Social Security isn't going to exist.
Yeah.
What are my kids going to do?
We could all be dead by then.
Hopefully. Am I right?
I mean, yeah.
Hopefully.
I hope they don't figure out how to preserve brains by then.
Not mine.
Not baby. Mine, baby. I am done. I am outie.
You let that drift off, please. I just... I'm like,
I swear to God, if you keep me alive.
I'm just like, hoping. This is like, sometimes I have this talk with myself and I'm like, I need to get healthy because I'm going to be old one day and I need to be healthy so that I don't have to go into a home so that I can live in my house till I die.
Yeah.
Inevitably. And that's what I want. And all my grandparents, none of my grandparents have ever had to go to a home. Oh, well, that's not true. It's, on my dad's side, half of my dad's family, so a quarter of my family, has Alzheimer's and dementia.
Mm-hmm.
But all the rest of my family, we're talking living to 100.
Wow.
My great-grandmother just turned 100 2 weeks ago.
Oof.
And it's like, she still lives alone. She's 100. I want to do that. I mean, I don't want to live to be 100, but I want to live alone until I die, hopefully not at 100.
Yeah.
People say that. They're like, I hope I live to be 100. And I'm like, not me. Unless the standard of living goes way up. I don't want to live past, like, if I live to 90, that'll be like, I think that's the last
good year. I'll be like, this is a bit much.
That's the last good year.
Yeah.
That's where you're going to start going like, you know.
I'm done, I think.
I think I've had enough. I think 90's the year officially. Like, it used to be like 85.
Yeah.
I think we've gotten it to 90. Mm-hmm. Like, some 85-year-olds are kicking.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to be one of those. But I don't think anyone's kicking that much past 90.
Yeah, that's fair.
90's like the year when it's like, all right, let's start wrapping this shit up. You know what I mean? So... Aw, this movie's so sad. I know. I'm glad she gets killed, though.
Oh, no, it's great. I love that she gets murdered at the end.
Wish we didn't have to watch Fran's stupid reaction to it.
I fucking hate her. I wish Fran had died, too.
Yeah.
Ugh. What would you give this movie?
Probably 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
I agree with the average IMDb rating.
Yes, me too.
It is funny.
It's entertaining.
It's entertaining. It's got great music.
Great actors.
It's, like, good to watch. But there are some things that I'm like, I don't know about all that.
Yeah. There's definitely some scenes that I'm like, whoa, that's really funny. That's really good. But then there are a lot of scenes I'm like, ugh.
It's also really long. I mean, it's 2 hours.
But it feels pretty long. It
feels pretty long. Mainly because there's a lot of useless Fran scenes. We've really decided, I didn't come into this hating Fran. But
like, the more I'm realizing how much I hate Fran.
Sometimes it's good to just talk through.
Yeah.
It makes you realize.
she's so annoying. Her fucking scream when Marla dies. I'm like, shut up.
I know. Look, here's the thing, too. It's realistically portrayed. It's really interesting. I'm like, how do you not see yourself as villains?
Yeah.
Marla kind of sees herself as a villain.
But Fran doesn't.
No, Fran's like, we're stealing the diamonds. And she's like, no, we're not stealing them. And Fran's like, okay. We're not stealing them.
You're right, Marla. You're right.
And then it's like, they're like Emperor Palpatine level of that. There's like a whole, like, hierarchy of evil people reporting to Marla. And Marla's like, hey, give me the records on that Death Star, all right? Yeah. We named it the Death Star. That's interesting. We didn't name it like...
Are you sure we're not the villains?
No,
we just named it the Death Star.
And like, why could... I liked my name of like, you know, the New Hope. And it's like, nope, that one's for them. And you're like, but that doesn't really make sense in the context of, like, how we're supposed to see ourselves as characters. Look, the Death Star's a cooler name.
Do we want to be edgy or not?
It's not me with my 800 photos of elders on my wall. with my stickers that track how much wealth I've drained from them.
Dean walks in. Dean walks in and he's like, these your cash cows?
What the fuck? I know, I was like, so... I guess no one's just ever visited Marla's office.
I know.
Ever. That's what I was thinking. I was literally thinking, so it would be really bad if this judge ever wanted to, like, go to lunch with Marla. Yeah. Because if he showed up in her office, he'd be like, hey,
why
Marla.
Why do you have this conspiracy board of all of your wards?
What is this? And Marla would just give some fucking speech that's like, you know, caring's my job.
I care a lot.
And that's why I have pictures of all of them. What do these, like, circles mean? Nothing. And the judge would be like, you know what, Marla, you're so right. Let's go to lunch. I'm buying. So, I don't know.
It's a very strange movie.
I don't know. 7 out of 10. I agree with that. I have 3 reviews.
3.
These are funny, and they're short. The first one is called Intellectual Blasphemy.
Ooh, that's good.
1 out of 10. Imagine Lucy Van Pelt is pulling the ball away for 1 hour and 58 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
And then this one I like, because I think this sums up a lot of them.
Yeah.
1 out of 10, illogical. I was angry the entire movie. Such an unlikable character. Plus, the man-hating strong woman agenda is getting old.
There's really nothing in here about man-hating. What are you talking about?
She's not a lesbian.
What do you mean she's a strong woman? She's the villain.
I like that he's like an unlikable character. And I'm like, I don't think you were supposed to like her.
I don't think.
There's a lot of people being like, I hated this woman. Was I supposed to feel bad for her?
And I'm no.
Like, no.
You weren't supposed to feel bad for her.
That's why she gets killed at the end. Is because that's our hooray moment.
Yeah.
And I will say, I like the way she was killed. In that, I'm glad it was by that guy.
Yeah, for sure.
But it did feel a bit, like, of a letdown, I guess.
I think,
like,
it was a bit late.
It just wasn't the catharsis I wanted.
Yeah.
I wanted the Russian mafia to kill her.
Yeah.
I wanted her to just get... It was just, like, a little sad. Like, she got killed with her girlfriend or wife there.
Yeah.
And just after she got her interview and she's a billionaire and it's like, I didn't want things to go good for her.
I know, I didn't want you to, like, have some good things happen to you before
you
died.
But what I do like about this movie is that it really explains how people become rich.
Yeah!
Like, wildly rich.
So
it's like
well.
This, it's that, like, Ponzi scheme of, like, it's real, but it's illegal.
Yeah.
But it's not illegal, and even if it was illegal, you won't really be able to catch it because I've tied up too many strings.
Yeah.
Okay, and then this is the last one. This is called this is a 1 out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Feminism against Sesame Street Russian mob.
What?
Alphabets, go get 'em. What a joke. Women are stronger, smarter, braver, and of course, you can love them because no matter who they are or what they do, they're women! Ta-da! Pathetic script. Men are all either idiots or despicable criminals. These people, producers, directors, even actors, should be punished where it hurts them, their pockets. How people are still putting up with this BS is just inexplicable. Which, by the way, the word is inexplicable. Ugh. Unexplicable?
Unexplicable.
To undo the explicable.
Nope. I would argue that Roman is a far more likable character than Marla.
Yeah, I think that people made the same mistake in Promising Young Woman. Mm-hmm. I think this is the year of women anti-heroes, and I just think that half the public is trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't think they understand anti-heroes.
Because they do understand anti-heroes.
When they're men,
because that's been being done since the beginning of film.
True.
But people, like, for some reason, I don't know why they just can't understand the concept of a woman anti-hero. I don't think this is the best woman anti-hero
ever. No, of course
not. Like, in my opinion... I actually think The Promising Woman has an amazing anti-hero, but Miranda Priestly is a good anti-hero.
She is.
Yzma's a good anti-hero.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, even those aren't true anti-heroes, like Promising Young Woman is an anti-hero movie. But I think this is a decent anti-hero movie.
Yeah.
It's certainly a lot more of an out there anti-hero movie. Like, she is not the hero.
Nope.
I don't understand
who are like, but she's the hero. People what like, gave you that idea?
No, she's the protagonist.
They're not the same.
Confusing the word protagonist with hero.
Yeah.
Like, guess what? The pirates and the Pirates of the Caribbean, they're not heroes. They're pirates.
But they're the protagonists.
But you're following them, and they're interesting to watch. And I don't know. I mean, it's not a hard concept.
No, I think protagonist is like the one you have the most understanding of.
Yeah, protagonist just means the main character.
Yeah.
Which means the person we follow.
They don't have to be good or bad.
No. No. And this person's bad. And they're very... Here's what I think also, like, people, I want to say people got it more for Promising Young Woman, but I don't really know that they did.
Mm-hmm.
I just think her motives are a lot worse than Cassie's motives.
Of course. I mean, Cassie has
righteous motives.
Yeah, for sure.
Versus her motives are greed. But that's a motive.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Cassie's, like, motive is more, like, vengeance. Whereas hers is more green.
I don't know what to tell you. This is Wolf of Wall Street for starring a woman. Yeah. Minus the Wall Street part.
And it being real.
Yeah. This is Wolf of Wall Street for a girl.
Yeah.
That stars a girl. Not necessarily for a girl.
Yeah. I think this movie's for everyone.
It's for everyone. Wolf of Wall Street's for everyone.
It's true. I love Wolf of Wall Street.
I mean, it's a lot for finance bros, but...
True.
But this is for, like, elder abuse gals. I don't know.
Oh my god, elder abuse girlfriend.
This is for nurse girl GF. Nurse GF and Wolf of Wall Street BF.
Oh my god!
Yeah, like finance BF and nurse GF. These are their favorite movies.
Yep.
We should make that a meme. TM. That's how I feel about this. I feel like this is a worse Wolf of Wall Street.
I would agree.
I feel about this character the way I feel about Jordan Belfort. I just think Jordan Belfort is a little bit more, like, likable.
I mean, yeah.
Or, like, I don't know, charismatic,
perhaps. I would say charismatic.
Leonardo DiCaprio might also just be more charismatic than Rosamund Pike.
Yeah, that might just be it.
I mean, I don't know.
Also, it might be Martin Scorsese's directing. I don't know.
I think a lot of men also might just be mad that... she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
There seemed like a lot of people that were mad about that.
That's a weird thing to be mad about. That's not really even part of this.
Women hate it. Like, they hate men. And I'm like, why do they hate men? I mean, she does say that thing about how a lot of men have threatened her and she isn't scared of them.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that makes sense, though, because she's a bad person.
Yeah.
And... I don't know if that necessarily has to do with men hating. The only way I feel like you could really draw that she hates men is that she doesn't have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
Which just kind of seems like a you problem.
I'm like, just because you don't have sex with something doesn't mean you hate them.
No, I mean, I have gay friends and they don't hate me.
Yeah.
And they don't want to have sex with me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have sex with them. I don't hate them. I have straight female friends. They don't hate me.
They don't want to have sex with me.
They don't want to have sex with me. I don't know. This movie is not, like, amazing. And I don't want to, like, defend it as, like, this is an amazing movie and nobody gets it.
Yeah,
that's not
what
I'm trying to do, but, like, I think a lot of people don't like this movie for the wrong reasons. I don't even think this movie is that dislikable. I don't think it's... that like.
I think people are misinterpreting it a lot.
I agree. And here's the thing. I think all the hate on it is wrong. But I don't really think it deserves super high praise.
Yeah.
I just don't think... the people that hate it, I'm like, you hate it because you don't like her. But you're not supposed to like her.
Yeah.
So the movie did its job.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not liking her. The movie is doing what it's set out to do, is making you not like
Marla. How could you think that this woman's supposed to be likable? I think a lot of people thought that it's like, because she's bold, and she's sassy, and she's smart, we're supposed to love her? And I'm like, well, people can use those traits poorly.
Yeah, you can still be those things and still be a bad person.
Which she is.
She is. Sorry.
All right,
guys.
That's our thoughts. Oh, what? Yeah, we both rated this 7 out of 10.
Yes, 7 out of 10. Okay. Yep. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
All right.
Bye.